was a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
Welcome back to Capital Farm, and we're going to move on to another topic, but first we want to let Cherry finish her thoughts and then let Pam reply. And once again, Pam's website is preparednessnow.com, email radiolady@preparednessnow.com, and she does her own radio program, so people can check into that on her website. And please support her. And Cherry, do you want to finish up your thoughts, and we're moving on to another topic?
Yeah, the other two things that grow that are good medicine are the burdock root, and that grows wild. And also, and that's supposed to be a good blood purifier, and they use that in cancer formulas. And then I really like roasted dandelion root tea. I dig my big dandelion roots and roast them and make tea, and I use a crock pot to roast them in. So.
And dandelion and thistle and clover and all those things are very good tonics for cleansing your liver. So once again, that I think your liver is extremely important to stay healthy. Your liver detoxes your body.
That's what I have to work on right now.
Yeah, you do, Louise, seriously.
I already know that.
No, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the input, Cherry. Pam, you have any reply to that?
Well, that was a great caller. She had some really great, great information.
Yeah, once again, RBN listeners are the most educated, most informed people in the world, so it's not uncommon to get calls like that.
Well, I want to thank you for having me on the show, and I really appreciate that. I do a live show on preparednessnow.com Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8:30 to 9 a.m., It's just a little monologue. It's a devotional that I do during that time that's geared towards preparedness. And anyway, thanks for having me on. I love you guys.
Thank you very much. And next time we'll get into the medical kit and help us learn more about taking care of ourselves as far as what items to have on hand.
Yeah, next time we can do the bug out kit.
All right. Very good, Pam. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Louise, I believe you have another guest waiting in the wings.
Yes, we do. We have John Fugo. And, Johnny there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
John here has been very instrumental in the Capitol for many years, helping to stop the, helping to stop Real ID, helping to, do so many other things. At one point, actually, you were kind of prohibited from going into the Senate, right?
Uh-oh, we have another terrorist on the line, do we?
Oh, he's a good terrorist.
I would say a concerned American.
Well, obviously you're a terrorist, then. If you're a concerned American, you're not supposed to be thinking.
Well, that I believe. I can't remember that. Adolf Hitler made a comment that how fortunate for the government that for the people do not think. I think that was one of his great quotes. So we see a lot of them that don't think.
And but, I think that's one of the reasons they put fluoride in the water is to try to dumb them down so they couldn't think clearly, correct?
Okay. Well, they, I read about fluoride in the, maybe we're getting off the subject. Hitler was one of the first users of fluoride. Most people don't realize that. We shipped him thousands of pounds of fluoride to use.
Stalin and Hitler both used him.
Yeah, remember that name? Schickelgruber?
Say that again, Sergey.
So remember that name, Schickelgruber?
He shipped Hitler thousands of pounds of fluoride because he learned how well it functioned to make the people docile and dumb them down.
Speaking of which, and speaking of getting off topic, I wanted to put this out there this week because it's probably timely. There are offices opening up, and people need to get on the ballots this time of year. I just signed up to be on the public health board, which one of the functions is not only FEMA emergency planning, but also the public water system. So everybody needs to see if they can sign up, get on the ballot. We need to get people, good people, in these offices locally and take back our country.
Hey, let's bring it on that. We are having a break real quick. We'll be right back. This is Capital Forum, RBN.
Extend your life with the When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Television lights, they tell you day is night, they tell you wrong is right.
Uh-oh.
How do you like the way? Hey, you watch it now. See, they're teasing me because I'm a singing nun.
Singing nun.
Wait, watch it.
Louise is a singing nun.
Yeah, you're going to get hit is what you're going to get. Okay, now, John Fugo is on. And John is a very old friend in the Capitol. He's also
a very old friend.
I have older friends. Now don't start this, okay? You notice how I have no respect here.
A very old friend. How's that to introduce this? He's a dear friend.
He's a very dear. You sound like you're my old friend.
How old are you going to make?
I've known him for quite a considerable amount of years. A little more than I've known you, Tom. And you know you're older than everyone.
Yeah, anyway. I hear you.
What do you expect, you know, do you remember that Tom worked for Boeing? He helped to build the armaments by which we're trying to stop. And the only reason why he's not making them now is because you don't get monopoly money with that. Anyway, new subject. Back to Tom, to John.
John.
Yeah.
Old John.
Old John. Old John. New. Old John. Okay, anyway, John used to come down to the Capitol in Jefferson City, bringing box and boxes of little mini constitutions and going to different representatives. He also wanted to try to get them to sign a statement. I'll let you explain that. And he was thrown out of the Senate. So, John, yep. Why don't you explain a little bit about yourself?
Well, with that all started back with that Real ID or the anti-Real ID. where they were wanting information from us, and I was passing them out the little constitutional books because I took the approach that if they took an oath to uphold it, that they should know what they were promising to uphold. So I would pass them out. And some of the senators' offices, when I would go back, they would actually ask for more because they liked them, and they did pass them out, evidently. Excuse me. And since I took the approach that they were wanting to request information from us, a lot of personal information for the real ID, I should then be able to ask them with a public servant questionnaire. That is, you can go online and find one. You should be able to find a nice little one-page public servant questionnaire. And I gave them to the senator's offices. And I had, there was a woman that was down there with me also. And so as we passed them out to the senator's office, we would take a little break and kind of recoup or regroup our thoughts. And so they really didn't evidently know exactly where we were in the Capitol building. And then when we got to the end, we came out of the last senator's office. They told us that they wanted us to leave. The senators did not like that public servant questionnaire. They sort of, they didn't call it public servant questionnaire. They said they don't want that, I think, document that we were passing out. They didn't like it. Because they wouldn't tell us any personal information, but yet they were going to request it from all of us.
Right.
So,
you know, John.
John, at that time, we got, I had some good friends with the Capitol Police. I'll have to tell you something. On more than one occasion, when one of our little gorillas hit in the Capitol, it was the Capitol Police who wouldn't turn a blind eye. It was the Capitol maintenance guys who made sure people didn't get where they weren't supposed to be to hurt me. So there are a lot of people out there who understand that their liberty is at question. And when you're starting to help them, trying to help them, okay, they help you. Go ahead, John.
Yes. Well, now probably the biggest issue that we see coming to us as a country and a nation, all of the individual states together, is our monetary problem. You can see it. It's even in the national news, which to me is kind of, it's evidently so strong and such a big problem that they can't turn a blind eye towards it. Most people don't realize the Federal Reserve Charter is going to be up pretty quick. And what are we going to do at that point when there's no Federal Reserve Bank because there's no Federal Reserve Charter? I've had people tell me, well, they'll extend it. Well, we haven't heard any talk about an extension yet. So I really doubt that there will be an extension for it. So that comes into play where I think we all need to start thinking about what are we going to do? When you go to the gas station and you want to buy something, if there's no Federal Reserve, what are you going to use to purchase your gasoline and your groceries and supplies for your children and your family?
Well, our own government can start printing money as they're supposed to. That'd be a good one.
Well, we could do that with the state. North Dakota does it, and they flourish. They've done very, very well.
Correct.
So,
100 years they've had, we had their bank, and for 100 years they've done well.
Now, what you're referring to? What you're referring to is the state-run Bank of North Dakota. They're not actually printing their own currency, but they're using the Federal Reserve.
They are coining their own cash.
Well, would you like to know what happened in the Soviet Union when the country collapsed? So it was an extended period of time. The Soviet rubles were circulated in all 15 republics before every individual republic started to print their own money. That was during the transition time. So if that happens over here, probably it will at some point in the future. So something like this will happen over here.
Yes.
How soon, how fast, nobody knows. But what I heard about just lately, the Geithner said it clear. He said, if we cannot borrow the money, you know, this country will be at default. So we already reached 14-plus trillion dollars mark of the national debt. The estimates of 15 plus trillion dollars will be the red line.
So, do you know what's funny? We can fix that. It can all be fixed.
And I think Louise, Virginia actually introduced what you're speaking of. They actually introduce a backup to the Federal Reserve in case it collapses. And that's what we need to do in every state.
But that is a state-run bank. That's the starting of the charter. And as the also the fact that the states themselves can coin their own money. Okay? Now, and here's the point. There is going to be a point where the states must be able to coin their own money. A standardized coin. Remember, I put through a bill of giving it the permission for a standardized money system, monetary system.
Was that the sound money bill?
That's correct.
And you can do a Google on sound money bill, and you can still find that in the records in Missouri and other states.
And other states made some spins on it that were not good, in my perception, because what happened is you had infiltration from bad guys. And if you really didn't know the bill as well as I knew the bill, then you sometimes added things in that you really ought not have done. But overall, many bills passed. And those bills give the state the option to coin their own money at a specific standard weight and measure. That will be going through again this year. Okay, I've already went through the process of pulling and making some alterations to it. And then getting it back out to all the states. The reason why, if we can get set a standard to mirror that of the federal government on cash, coin, size, volume, weight, all those things are standard. That means when we make our money, it'll still fit in every vending machine. It'll still fit in anything that you want. It'll be there. It has the same measurements and weight as any other coin that is currently from the Federal Reserve. So there'd be no disruption in services. Now, you can have this coin cash, transfer all your federal notes to coin cash from the state in your bank account and use your debit card. So that means you don't have to carry the great big thing around. If you have your bank debit card, use it the same as you've done now. The only difference is as you start using a monetary system that has a good backing and gold, silver, other commodities, and what have you in the state, plus the elimination of debt, interest-bearing debt in the state, is going to make a very strong currency. Eventually, it'll be able to wash out, if you would, the debt off of the federal notes. But in the meantime, if by some stupid chance, China and many other people have a problem, if every state puts in a bill which states that if they are a foreign country and they're doing business in our states, they must comply with the same standards our employees must have. No sweatshop labor, child labor, endangered air and water, all those things that we do. And at the very same time, that otherwise they are given a tariff when they come into any state. Now, here's what's worse. One thing is getting tariffed at a country. If every state tariffs China, okay, how quickly will you have your Federal Reserve debt paid?
Exactly.
It would take a long time. But if it was implemented, it would be overnight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and if you approach the idea where you can actually coin your own currency and set the value thereof, you can actually coin something and pay off the Federal Reserve overnight. You could make them one coin, $1 bill, and say, here, or one $50 trillion bill and hand it to them, saying, here, we just paid off our debt, leave us alone.
Correct.
Pretty much so, yeah.
But once again,
you also have to make sure that when they're coming into a country that they're tariffed. And the big reason why that is because otherwise our businesses cannot grow.
And
not only do we have to have their business being tariffed, our businesses need to have the right things. That's why the state bank, to help promote and produce more business, more good good quality type jobs, ones that have services attached.
And we have a 3-minute break. Everybody listen to and support the sponsors. The call-in number, your call-in, your input's always welcome, 800-313-9443. Speaking of gold and silver, please support RBN, Republic Trading Group, and buy some, exchange some FRNs for some gold and silver.
Waiting on the world to change. Waiting on the world to change. Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
See the land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty. Sweet liberty is in
our. I love this song.
It's part of the plan.
You know, I love that song.
Well, go ahead and sing it, Louise.
You know, my thing is, I have fought for the last 15 years trying to move and change everything from starting the tea parties and going out there, everything from the East Coast to the Midwest, and protecting citizens in Jim's office, in fact. There are many times that I wanted to quit. Ask John, ask you, Tom. I just wanted to give up. I get sideswiped.
Poor Louise would call me crying, like just so frustrated, and I don't blame her. You know, her and Jim, they literally travel from coast to coast on their own dime.
It was my dime.
And an old beat-up car. And it's just amazing what you've gone through. Hopefully people can appreciate that and support you, Louise.
You know,
Can we touch on this public servant questionnaire for just one moment?
Sure. Go.
I think Louise found it pretty interesting that when we were down there, and I forgot about it till this moment, so forgive me, I was told by countless people in the senator's offices in the Capitol building that they were not public servants.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, they were not public servants, and they didn't have to fill out a public servant questionnaire.
What are they?
I informed, I said, if you receive city, state, county, funding it for your pay. You are a public servant. Oh no, we are not. We work in the Capitol building.
Interesting. So they're the ruling elite. Is that what they consider themselves?
Well, they're correct. They are correct. I think it was about 8 or 9, maybe even 10 years ago. It was 10 before I started working for Jim. The legislature passed a bill that that you cannot sue a legislator. You can't sue a sheriff, a judge, your lawyer. You can't sue the prosecutor. Did you know that?
Really? Why is that? I mean,
because otherwise they'd be afraid to do their job unhindered.
Well, they may have passed, but I don't think that has constitutional muster, does it?
No, but nobody. No. See, do you remember me bringing this up? So here's where I always have a problem. I try and show them what it is that actually is going to affect their life, and everybody starts chasing the blimp again. What they don't see is what really is going to make a difference, whether they live, die, flourish, or be slaves. Now, right now, those laws are coming to fruition by many people who are suing for their rights when they came in and they assaulted a member of their family, took their farms, did anything else. And I got lots and lots and lots of calls on this, okay, trying to help people. Now, unfortunately, these people are out trying to sue, you know, government officials. You're not allowed. You can go to court, but it'll automatically say, they have they literally have a block. You cannot sue them.
So are you indicating that was passed at the state level in Missouri or at the federal level?
Correct. State level.
State level, but it's private.
So what you're saying, they have 100% immunity?
Yep. At the same time, they took away any right to common law.
But okay. Once again, that they may pass stuff like that, but that's repugnant to the state constitution, I assume. That's not constitutional.
No, it was
really.
Constitutional change. They changed the constitution.
They amended the constitution?
Yes. How many people were watching that? Nothing. They were going after the blimp.
And we voted on that?
Problem.
We had to vote on that to prove that. That was approved in Missouri.
Correct. That one about legislators, my legislator voted on.
Well, I don't remember I voted for that. Maybe it's for themselves, right?
Yeah, they thought they were protecting themselves from somebody suing them for their vote. You know, that was the reason why they do that. Everything they do has an evil twist to it. But that being said, the overwhelming cases, patriots chase the wrong rainbow. Now, John used to come down. If I needed help, I called John and I called Tom. You both know that. Because they would show up, or they'd send somebody or anything down there to do it. Now, John lives over by Columbia, Missouri. He's an author, and currently, as soon as his and actually he partnered with Ken on a book on all this, it'll be out shortly. So, and John is... what's a nice word for saying is the best wacko I ever met?
Wow. Well, she's full of compliments. She's full of compliments to you, John.
No. Excuse me. I'm a wacko. I appreciate wacko. Because he knew, here's a solution. I'm going to go down there and fight the real fight. Don't play the game on the outside. Here's the target in the middle. So we're going right to it. And he went down there, and he brought the constitutions first and made little buddy play, "How sweet I am." Then and when they really were receptive, he came down the next day, this time with the letters in hand, you know. And when they start removing him, they were afraid. He scared the crap out of them. I love that. And he also
want to go back. If you want to go back in time just a little bit,
Hey, John. John, instead of starting that thought, why don't we just wait for the commercial break? We have a 3-minute break, everybody. And everybody can call in and get your business cards, get your DVDs for $10. You get 100 business card bumper stickers and spread the message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are back.
What is
now,
that from?
Matt, is that because you think we're aliens?
was... well, do we have a Duchovny on the line?
That's a song from an alien movie? I don't even know what that was.
Isn't that right.
X-Files. Okay, I never watched TV, so I'm clueless. All right.
Anyway, John, let's go back over to the legislature and your poor bout with senators.
Just real quick, it's so easy to see how these men and women in the Senate and the Capitol building are swayed. One senator told me that when we were talking about the anti-real ID, that he was looking at considering and thinking that we might have to go to a retina scan with a thumbprint to prove your ID. I asked him how many people you would have to verify your ID to make sure that you were truly who you said you were for your retina scan. And everything else, they didn't have an idea. They couldn't. We're dealing with some people that you can actually influence them with some common sense. It's kind of hard to believe, but common sense does weigh some with them down there.
Well, you said it. They are not public servants, so they decided to do whatever they wanted to, and that's all.
Hey, one of the things that we're looking to do this year is have someone come down to the Capitol who can trick the retinal scan and the thumbprint. Okay? And it's not hard to do, believe it or not. Somebody can actually trick the thumbprint or the retinal scan very easily. whether it's going into computers or going to locked doors. And, you know, the way only way we're going to change things is for these gentlemen, ladies, and what have you, who only reason they're there is their party has put them there because they put enough money behind their party, so they're given a benefit. Oh, we want you to run so we can keep you busy and you do exactly what we tell you to do. So, you know, and John, what you did, see, this is what I love about John. He doesn't run with the pack. He's his own pack horse. Okay? And he's already at the summit before you've ever left the dock. Powerhouse. And he just went out and he just, you know what? I'm going to just do it. Even when they say no. Well, you know what? Yeah. I already showed up. You got the information. You could have stopped me. Then he came back with something else. Was it flowers?
Yeah.
Yes, he brought back any flower to every office. Sorry that it offended you.
You know, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me that. Yeah, I came back and I brought every office, and it was right after Mother's Day, so roses were extremely hard to find. And I went in the office and I asked him, I told him, here's the peace offering because I brought you the form and I know you didn't want to fill it out. I said, I wouldn't want to fill it out either. I said, but that was to get the point across. I said, a peace offering, would you like a rose? All but one of the senator's offices accepted the rose, but a lot of the comments that I heard was, are we going to have to fill out that questionnaire to get the rose? And I said, no, you don't.
Wow. I said, At least they respected you then. That was good.
They understood, and they could see that form, and they did not like it. They did not like encroachment on their personal and private information.
John,
let me show you something.
Who was the senator to refuse?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay.
I do. He was the senator in charge of transportation.
Oh, that makes sense. He had the money.
Right?
He was the money man. He was the one holding the purse strings. That's why he refused.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't refuse it, but it's his secretary or whoever was receptionist.
Well, he refused it.
Yeah.
But listen here. Here's something. I took what John did, and I went and went back over talking to all the senators. See, because our real ID legislation, we were told that the Democrats were going to filibuster. So I kind of enlisted John to give the little commotion. He does it better than everybody. And then coming back with the flowers the next day, oh, man, that was the peace offering. You would not believe that. That hit home so much. Because by saying is, you know what, I wouldn't want to do it. I want to let you know that I didn't want to do it. I want you to make sure that you know that if people have to do this, they have the same feeling as you, kind of, you know. I had senators call me and ask, what is this all about and everything else. He brought back a rose today and talking about this. And he was actually in the office for some of the phone calls coming back in. And overwhelming, the point was, is real ID is that invasive. You know, would you want all that information out? No, they don't. So I was able to take what he did, go into the Senate. I spent a full month in the Senate. And we had not a single dissenter, except for, of course, transportation, because he was, head of the revenue area?
The highway funds, that's what they were dangling over our heads, the feds were.
Right, and Senator Shields. Now, in the Senate, the Democrats, they keep saying the Democrats are going to filibuster and trying to get Jim to pull the bill. Twice, Jim pulled the bill, and I had him put it back on the agenda because he was going to pull it. He almost didn't get it out of the House. If the Democrats didn't come and rally behind him, he would never have gotten that out of the House.
I think actually that was one of the days I had to come to Jeff City is to make sure that it went through the committee because you were afraid that Jim was going to couch it or somebody was going to couch it there, and I showed up with Jen and I, and we it went through, luckily.
Yeah. Well, Jim panics. If they tell him it's not going to be, he doesn't want to look stupid. So, unfortunately, okay, your legislators don't really know what they're doing. Unfortunately, I'll be really honest with you, and Jim Guest was the same.
Well, most of them just go along with their party, whatever the party tells them to do.
Well, they're afraid of being ostracized.
Yeah.
Louise?
Okay? Yeah.
Louise, can you tell him how many people voted for it, in favor of it, and voted against it?
For the our bill? For our bill?
Yes, it was nearly unanimous.
It was unanimous except for leadership. And they didn't vote. They abstained any vote. But 100% of the senators, in fact, even when Senator Shields was trying to put an amendment on it, he went, Pergerson, you know, Senator Pergerson, was the one handling the bill for us, and he started yelling at Pergerson and saying, let's send it back and rename it after your dead donkey, Newell.
Wow.
He tried everything. He had the stack of amendments. Senator Shields was saying, hey, everyone, you know, why don't you grab it? I got a lot of amendments, you know. You want to make some changes to this bill? Take a look. Overwhelmingly, you had the Democrats and the Republicans banging on the desk, pass the bill. And John is one of the major reasons why that bill passed in the Senate unanimously. Because they understood at that point that their information they didn't want to give out.
And the key to this, and the key to the two old ladies in Arkansas that did the same thing, is we can make this happen. We just have to get active people. We have to quit listening. We need to have feet. We need to have boots on the ground in all the state capitals, because that's where this stuff is happening, and we got to hold our feet to the fire.
I'm going to say this.
Well, babe,
forget about your blimps. Forget about all that. You want foot traffic. You want people in the capitol. And you want people in the Capitol who are really, honestly there for a reason. Okay? That's what you want.
Don't follow some Tea Party leader. Follow your own morals and follow your own guidance and make sure that they're not lying to you. And Louise is a great asset because she can look through all the loopholes and all the bills and let you know what they're really trying to pass and what their agenda really is.
Yes, and don't forget about roses, right?
Wait a minute. John, go.
I've got something, because you guys, we're running out of time, and there's a lot of people who want to say a lot, but I want to go back to what Louise was talking about with the state bank. It's not a if, it's a when the currency in this country fails. If Missouri has a means of exchange, a monetary exchange, because not everybody's going to want a chicken, not everybody's going to want a dozen eggs, and things of that nature, you're going to need to exchange with your neighboring states and with someone else. They're going to need something that others will recognize. And if Missouri has something and the states around it follow suit and go with something else, we will have that means of exchange that you can buy gasoline, bread, and things of that nature with. Without it, I truly believe we're going to have a very big problem.
Mm-hmm. And this part, we're talking about state bank issue and having our own coinage, okay?
Yes.
Our coinage is standardized coinage, the same as the Federal Reserve currently is doing. So it fits in every vending machine. It works with everything. Remember the 5 points of America's freedom. I don't know how many people understood the 5 points of America's freedom legislation. This is part of it. The anti-real ID, stopping the entrapment of people. Remember MIAC, all that. That was part of one piece of legislation to back up and remove the federal government's entanglements long enough for us to have create our monetary system, a state bank, to do those things that is very important to have our survival. Cooperative agreements between states through our Attorney General's office, bypassing the Commerce Act. And because that's what they'll do to you. So you can't do that because there's a Commerce Act. You cannot pass it. But law enforcement through the Attorney General's office can. And we can expand out what that is with as far as business, money, trafficking, anything else. We can use our Attorney General's office legally to be in charge of our commerce between states, which means that we no longer have to abide by the Commerce Act. There are multiple things that we can do to protect ourselves. John here is on the front lines when his book comes out. John, I would like to have you on next week so we hear a little bit more of you, because we're almost out of time. And yes, we do have a caller, I believe, right?
I think we have two callers, Mark in Georgia and then either Shelley or Sherry in Kansas. Mark, what do you have for us?
Let's start with Mark, yeah.
Mark, what do you have for us this morning?
Hi there. I was wondering, your website again is?
Which one?
Different people there have different sites. Mine is doyoulovejesus.org, letter U, and it's a wreck. But I was wondering, I was listening recently to a conference call, and this is one of those, okay, let's see what happens next, saying that there's going to be a global currency reevaluation where all this toxic debt will be liquidated, meaning
that's not gonna
happen. If you're holding these worthless pieces of paper, okay, congratulations, you can use it to start a fire in your fireplace. Better that than starting a fire in your neighbor's backyard, somewhere else, yeah, someplace inappropriate, shall we say. Anyway, I don't know what to make of, well, like I say, I haven't seen any verifiable results, but I recognize that when it comes to actually solving the currency crisis, essentially they're going to delay, defer, procrastinate, and not do anything as long as they can. So I don't know what to make of it. I was just wondering if I could pass along that link to where you'd listen to it and see what you think. There
Go
are
ahead,
a couple of anonymous sources. Sorry?
Here's the
thing. Well, it's a long, it's on some recorded conference call thing that goes an hour and a half, and it's a lot to it. So
listen,
I'd have to email it to
you. Engineer know when you get off the phone what
Sorry?
That is, then
oh,
we can
well,
go ahead and post it on ours so that people can get it.
Okay, now you
so
got
you
my...
know that Missouri had plastic coins mills to pay taxes so many years ago?
Yes,
many
they
states
did.
Had them. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark, let's take a good look at this because you're bringing up a pretty good subject.
Yep.
You're dealing with a monetary system that has no backing at all.
Right.
And it's... what's behind it? There's nothing
well,
behind
the fraud,
it.
Well, and that's why what I'm hearing is the G20 is highly upset with the Rothschilds, highly upset with the way that certain people were sold on toxic debt that was, you know, it's like you take strychnine and label it organic flour, and it's like, excuse me, this is not what you advertised it to be. And
yeah.
This is one of those, okay, I need to, you know, I won't really believe it until I see verification in the way of something overt, but they're saying that basically the Federal Reserve System is going
to
go bye-bye because they were partners in crime to the formulation of all this toxic debt, and basically fiat debt throughout the world would be annihilated.
North Dakota.
But that's one of those.
North Dakota has bypassed the Federal Reserve 100 years ago.
Good
and
for them.
They are the only ones flourishing.
Okay.
So
yeah.
By being
I just don't want
to
go there because I don't like their winters. I want our state
well,
to do the same.
Mark, it's easy. Take the approach that North Dakota did. Take what Louise is talking about and use it in your state. Get the old man in your state and support it. Go that route.
I guess the major obstacle is the current, if I understand correctly, states were redefined as being political subdivisions of the federal government. And so the current system is entrenched in its fraud in the sense that they can't.
But if you go through, hold on here, the court challenge had already went into place.
Okay.
This little place of North Dakota already has won the court challenge. Okay. They already won it. That any state can do whatever they wish as far as their own monetary system to handle their taxation or anything else they want.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because that link is a lot. My website is doyoulovejesus.org, letter U, and you can shoot me an email, and I'll shoot back the link that I was sent. And like I say, this is subject to scrutiny. I want to see if this thing measures up. But mainly I want to see it measure up in terms of some overt, and it may come out during next week. Barry Sotoro is making his State of the Delusion speeches, I guess you call
it. Let me explain something. I don't get into that. Listen to me. We have one goal.
Yes.
Okay, every time in the Patriot Movement, crazy things, everybody goes out and gets involved in, gets angry with, or whatever. All pay for blimps to go on and do nothing.
Are you talking about the Ron Paul thing?
Yeah, well, not just yet, but then...
not just that, right.
Stofers, the man who killed every piece of our legislation, the guy in charge of transportation who wouldn't sign his. Do you know Patriots went down to the Capitol, this wonderful Patriots Day and everything else, and they paid him money for him running an election because he suddenly sounded the right way.
Yeah.
Bypass it all, guys. I'm telling you, what they're telling you is a lie. It's a very simple thing.
Well, you
we need to focus on one thing. Protecting the state in a legal manner that has already been proven. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already reinvented.
You want me to stand by? I got one final thing.
Well, we have Shelly hanging on, or Sherry, I'm not sure who, but Mark, can you quickly do it right now? Or?
I just want to say we are united in what we're opposed to. We just need to avoid being fractured based on the differences of opinions of how to solve it. We are like the revolutionaries. We're not sure what we want, but we know what we don't want.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They burned the Constitution.
We're back, because we don't have much time. Go ahead, Shelly.
There. Louise, you said, now is your bill posted? And
not
what's
yet,
the website?
The entire set of bills will be posted actually on the RBN site. It'll also be posted on GillespieMedia.com. It'll also be posted by email to certain areas and people. And we'll make sure that, you know, we don't have the secrecy problem we had before.
Okay.
We had so much hanky-panky going on. That it was crazy. They were hiding bills in legislature and all kinds of stuff. So, what we're planning on doing is this is every single state. Whatever state you're in, grab the legislation, send it to your legislators. And when when that legislation, get back to us, give us your email. When that legislation is in, let all those people around who call in or whatever else get out to the Capitol, talk to legislators. You can win this one. This is a fight that every state can win. And okay, that is the future of your kids.
Okay, I'd like to recommend a book I heard about, and I went to the library and got it off the net. There's something about this book that it's you can't find a hard copy anymore, because, but it's called, it was just put out in 1974, but it's called Dying of Money.
Money.
Lessons of the Great German and American Inflations. And if you want to buy a hard copy of that book now, or a, you know, a paper copy, it's like $700.
Wow.
Now, why did they buy that book up?
Interesting.
So that you couldn't get it, but guess what?
Hey, we need to get Phyllis in from Pennsylvania if we can, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks, Sherry. Phyllis, what do you have for us this morning?
I live in Pennsylvania, and we're trying to get something going here, obviously, because we have to survive. Mm-hmm. How do you get this going? How do you get this? I've got a legislator right now that I seem to be able to communicate with. She seems to be able to listen, but I don't know that they're really doing anything. They're looking at other models that really aren't going to succeed. They're looking at the Maryland model to save our state. They're looking at the New Jersey model to save our state. And I don't think that's where it is. I think it's just monetary
listen,
policy.
Listen, careful. I'm going to give you an email. Gillespie, it's Gillespie MediaGroup.com. I'll also give you my phone number, my cell phone number, so if anyone wants it, 660-726-2002. And Tom, you can post it on the net.
Yeah, everybody listening, we need to make a habit of doing this. Just sign up to emails, Flop, and then we'll be pushing this information out, and you can have access
to the Flop Side. Give her a quick flop.
Yeah, theflopside.com, and then click on Capital Forum, and the archives of the shows are there. Louise's contact information is there. My contact information is there. And all this information we posted, and you can actually sign up for her email, and it'll be put in your email box, because Louise is only one person, so we need to make this readily available for everybody. So she's
but
only
then,
publishing
then
her.
We can do. I'm going to be doing something here, and that is a step by step how to get it into a legislator's hand, how to get the people around you to help push it. Learning what the legislature really is, that is so important, because people do not understand how it works, not really. And if I can teach you how it works, get it actually filed. If you can get one filed, it's amazing. But you get enough people to start screaming about it.
And how to find somebody that you can trust as far as legislators that aren't going to stab you in the back. That's a big part of the equation.
That may be more difficult.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you so much.
That is part of it. Thanks, Billy. But once again, everybody, we have the shows archived, and we have links to Louise's contact and mine. And all these instructions are going to be included. And for now, it's on theflopside.com, Capital Forum link.